Pontius Ohio announced he'll participate in the upcoming papal conclave to elect the new pope and plans to depart for the Vatican on May 4, 2025. The cardinal stated at the Jakarta Cathedral on Thursday he had received information that cardinals have begun arriving at the Vatican. Those already there attend the daily meetings at 9 a.m. to prepare for the conclave. The conclave will take place in the Sistine Chapel at the Vatican in complete secrecy, and participating cardinals will be quarantined from the outside world until a new pope is chosen. Moving on to, in the asset safe, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono discussed bilateral relations as well as regional and international developments, including the Palestine crisis, in a telephone conversation on Thursday. During the conversation, Araghchi stressed the need to follow up on agreements made between Iran and Indonesia and highlighted the importance of maintaining high-level contacts to achieve this goal. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia listener, we have information from the Office of Protocol of the Vatican Secretariat of State that confirmed 130 delegations have registered to attend the funeral of Pope Francis, including around 50 heads of state and 10 reigning sovereigns. National leaders who will attend the funeral ceremony comprise U.S. President Donald Trump, President Javier Milei of Argentina, the home country of Pope Francis, and the European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. And from Indonesia itself, presidential spokesperson Prasetyo Hadi confirmed that Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's special envoys for Pope Francis' funeral at the Vatican have arrived in Rome, Italy. The president's special envoys for the funeral are former President Joko Widodo, Human Rights Minister Natalius Pigai, Deputy Finance Minister Thomas Giuliano, and former Minister Ignatius Jonan. As we know that Indonesia is so lucky, Indonesians are so grateful, so fortunate for seeing Pope Francis themselves last year in 2024. And it's of course a priceless moment for us Indonesians, where the late Pope Francis held a big mass at the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium here in Jakarta. And someone who really has the unforgettable moment with the late Pope Francis is Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister, Mr. Nasaruddin Umar. And in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia, the minister tells us the story, the unforgettable moment experience with the late Pope Francis. So let's hear his story about his moment with Pope Francis and more interesting issues addressed on this special interview with Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. Well, listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, today we have a very special interview with Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister, Professor Nasaruddin Umar. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
How are you, Pak? Fine, thank you. Yes, we are in a very age of the Ramadan this year, and we are going to celebrate the Eid al-Fitr. And today we are going to talk about the interfaith tolerance and harmony, Professor Nasaruddin Umar. But before we come to the questions, I would like you to... we have a very interesting picture here on our back.
Yes, it's a photo.
So it is written here, interreligious meeting. So what can you explain about this picture?
Yes, Mr. Secretary.
Spontaneity. There is no thinking before, you know, because I think him in one window, and then he shook my hand, and then I speak English, but there is no response. Mm-hmm. And we need translation from Italian language and to Indonesia. But someone called me. Pope had been living in Middle East country so many years ago, and maybe more than 3 years. Mm-hmm. So I concluded, I think he can understand Arabic, and I tried to speak Arabic, and he responded my question, and he answered my question also. So according to the translator, so you don't need me, yes, thank you very much, because we can communicate in Arabic, because Mr. Pope cannot communicate with English. But in Arabic, it's okay. Mm. Okay, so this is the expression, my expression, our expression. You know, because he shook my hand, and also I kissed his hand, and then he kissed my hand. Three times. Very interesting. I don't know, a lot of media shook me in that time. So when I visit many countries, Middle East country, also United States, very interesting, because according to them, this is the photo of prayer. There is no before photo like this. Yes, this is a symbol of Islamic religion and also Catholic religion. So this is a very, very important photo in this year, according to them. Okay, so can we also say that this is not only a photo, but it reflects tolerance, harmony between the interfaith religions.
When I saw his hat, I remember my father was a teacher, very, very active teacher. You can imagine him completely in my village in Borneo, so I see the only one teacher in one school for six classes, the only my father. So there is no one teacher can help my father. One school and only one teacher is my father only. So I remember my father, he teaches from the level 1 until level 6. Yes, the only one person. Mm-hmm. And I remember also Pope also losing their time for humanity, like my father. Mm-hmm. My father also losing his aid with the humanity, especially in students in my country, in my village. So I kiss his head, like I imagine my father's mother. Mm-hmm. I love my father. And so when I kiss his head, and so he has my hand, and then he kisses my hand. Two times.
Wow.
So this is very phenomenal. Yes, extraordinary. Yes. Nasaruddin, as we know, the Indonesian government places great importance on religious harmony as part of its national vision. So how does the implementation of the 8th pillar of the Asta Cita contribute to the strengthening interfaith tolerance in Indonesia?
All the 8th pillars of Asta Cita are very related with my job today. You know, religion can speak everywhere and anywhere and everything.
Yes.
You know, the holistic meaning of religion is so expensive, so large. So if we discuss regarding environment also, and also interfaith, of course, very related with the Minister of Religious Affairs. So for me, your question is very important point. You know, although we are a very rich country, but without tolerance, without quote-unquote kerukunan, tolerance,
yes,
there is no meaning. So we need in the future, if we need the idea in Indonesia in the future, we have to maintain the tolerance. What is the meaning of tolerance according to me? Tolerance different with coexistence.
Hmm.
What is the difference between coexistence and tolerance? Coexistence, you can exist over there, me here, and you over there also.
Yes.
We can live together without controversy. Hmm. But for me, not enough. Hmm. We need more. How to engage modern coexistence? We need the real tolerance. So we have three capital to engage our community in Indonesia. The first one, we are the same as Bani Adam. Humanity is only one. For me, there is no other. Don't speak regarding religion and ethnic. If we discussing, if we mention regarding humanity is only one. There is no Arab. So this is the point. Ukhuwah Bashariyah, according to Arabic. Persaudaraan kemanusiaan. Yeah. Solidarity of humanity. And the second point. Ukhuwah Wataniyah. Because we are from the one nation.
Yes.
NKRI, Negara Kesatuan Republik Indonesia. We are Indonesia as one nation. I think this is very important also we mentioned here, because from Merauke until Sabang, Aceh, we have
different times. Yes, different than the east and the center and also the west. And if you go from, if you visit Istanbul and then direct to London, you through 19 countries in 9 hours. But if you start from Saban until Morocco, you through only one country in 8 or 6 hours. It's very, very, very large our country. So we need modern coexistence. We need the real tolerance. Yes. The ideal tolerance, according to me, collaborating each other, because we are one nation, and we are one humanity, and also we have, this is very important point also, we are the former of colonialism of Dutch. The Dutch. Yes. More than 200,000 Dutch stay in Indonesia as a colonial. Mm. So we have the same history. So this is, I call Uhuwa Tarikhiyah. Uhuwa Tarikhiyah, Uhuwa Basharia, and Uhuwa Basharia. Three linkages very important to unite of our nation, Indonesia. And how to implement our idea? We still compose the new curriculum for religious studies in Indonesia. I call my program Curriculum Cinta, Love Curriculum. Yeah. What is the meaning of Love Curriculum? Very dangerous situation. If the religious teachers explain the religion with distinction orientation, we need in the future all religious teachers can explain their religions for their student with love, not with hate each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We need collaboration for the non-Muslim religion sitting together to compose a religious curriculum.
Yes.
How do we implement loving curriculum in our subject of study program? I believe in the future, if we explain our religion with love orientations, not by hate orientations, Indonesia will be stronger than before. Mm.
Yes. Yes.
And the second point also, we have still promoting until today, we explain what I call green theology or eco theology. What is the meaning of eco theology? You know, if we evaluate our theology implemented in Indonesia, according to me, more very, very masculine relations. I think over Muslim, I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or God, more than feminine God than masculine God. And I believe also the messenger more than feminine prophet than masculine prophet. I believe also the holy book more than feminine book than masculine book. This is very, 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 very difficult to understand.
Yeah.
Why the God, the prophet, and holy book too feminine, but the Ummah more than masculine, over masculine, I think. You can see in many ways.
Yeah.
Very, very, there is no tolerance with environment. Economic orientation only. There is no future oriented, how to arrange our environment, how to save our planet, how to save our environment, how to save our world.
Yeah.
Don't see only universe only as an object. Don't see environment only as an object.
Yes.
But we have to see also universe, object and subject, both of them. Like me, we are object of universe, and also in the same time, we are the subject of universe. Subject and object is the object the same. We are the same creation of God.
Yes.
Yes, universe are creation of God. Man, human can also be a creation of God also. So there is no discrimination for the creation of God. We are the same position. Although Holy Book mentioned Manusia as a Khalifa, the representative of God,
mm-hmm.
not angels, not animal, and not another thing. Only man show as a Khalifa or the representative of God in to arrange our world.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to understand, according to the Holy Book, we have to maintain, we have to arrange our distance between universe, environment, and humankind also. Don't push universe or environment more than offering capacity.
Yes.
But really, I just want to know also a little bit more about feminine than masculine. Mm-hmm. So how do you transfer this idea to other people so they could have the same idea? What do you like? Very good. We need the time. One thing we need to understand, we need to explain what is the meaning of eco-theology. We don't need masculine theology in Indonesia. Our nation, Indonesian nation, modern feminine country, not masculine country. We are an American culture. American culture, modern feminine country than continental countries. Continental country like United States, Saudi Arabia, and many countries in the middle of the country. Very continental culture. What's happened in continental culture? The domination of man very dominant.
Yes.
If you compare Indonesia, we are very equal position. Men and women in Indonesia more equal than men and women in various countries. So we have to maintain this position, men and women as the same position, same Khalifa and also same Abid. And in the future we can explain also to our young generation. We are from the American culture, so we are from the religious people. So we need akhlaqul karimah, we need a spiritual attitude to maintain our position each other. So we don't need the hardliner approach, we don't need terrorists, we don't need discrimination, we don't need inequal approach. We need balancing each other. So this is very important point. How we imagine in the future our society, Indonesian society, will be better than other countries. This is my opinion in the future.
Okay.
And I think we are very optimistic for that, because we have lot of capital to access our ideas.
Yes. Yes, but as I mean, in the spirit of inclusivity there, so what role does the Stockholm Mosque, because besides the Minister of Religion, also the Grand Imam of the school. So the Stockholm Mosque play in fostering dialogue and cooperation between different religious communities, particularly. Yeah.
Yes, Istiqlal Mosque, the big humanity, the big cause for humanity. For me, Istiqlal Mosque not only for Muslim people, like the mosque of Prophet Muhammad. You know, and the mosque of Prophet Muhammad not only to serve for Muslim people, but also non-Muslim people can access there.
Mm.
Non-Muslim can meet together in the mosque, and inside mosque of Prophet Muhammad, we have resources there. One time, Prophet Muhammad invited 60 non-Muslim people meeting together in inside mosque. It's very Tiny, because one of them, for Master Prophet Muhammad, excuse me, Muhammad, because the sun will be sunset, but we did them to meditation. So can I do meditation here?
In the mosque.
In the mosque,
yes.
According to Prophet Muhammad. So there is no different the house of the Muslim religion here. All the community here are Muslim. Please, you can do meditation inside mosque. So you can imagine, can we imagine in the mosque in Indonesia, someone can bring kebaktian or meditation in the mosque? But this is the fact. We have resources. So Prophet Muhammad allowed one of the meeting followers doing meditation in the mosque.
Yes, the next questions are, how can, based on this story and history, how can religious leaders and institutions further promote compassion, yes, and then solidarity across interfaith communities in Indonesia?
Yes, we have the big capital to elaborate our good idea. How using Istiqlal as a meeting point for not only internal Muslim society, but also non-Muslim, can also use our meeting place here to discuss it together. And we have tradition here. We have like this space. We can invite every religion coming here and discuss it together with tradition between interfaith dialogue. Not only interfaith dialogue, but also intercultural dialogue also we do here. And also international meeting point also, because we have tradition in Istiqlal, what I call ambassador gathering.
Ambassador.
More than 40 ambassadors regularly coming here discussing together. We discuss regarding the religious diplomacy. Interestingly, because religious diplomacy, most of them just one here. I only first time hear what is the term of religious diplomacy. Please explain to me what do you mean religious diplomacy. Very easy to explain to them. If you use the language, your heart language. If you're discussing together with us, with our language, so you use religious diplomacy.
Yes.
You know, because we are the same. Yes. Humanity is only one. So our heart also only one. There is no colors. So if you're discussing together with me, and you're using the heart approach, so I understand you're still discussing regarding religion. Religion not only spiritual, but also psychology, also dimension of religion. Yes. But only one quick question for the last one. This message to the people around the world regarding the Ramadan and the idol.
Yes.
Ramadan not only for Muslim celebration, but also non-Muslim celebrate also in this month. You know, a lot of people come to the market and also sell many products. And you see, in Mudik, especially very special culture of Indonesia, Mudik Lebaran. Mudik Lebaran, mass mobilization from the town to the village and bring their money. According to the Indonesia Central Bank of Indonesia, more than 200 billion rupiah. Yes, going to the village. And you can see the new market in the village. So this is meaning very important, because everybody can enjoy with Ramadan.
Yes.
Okay, Pak Nazali, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much, because my English is not so good. But one day we have to understand this. Thank you very much. Okay, shukran. Well, listeners and viewers of Voice Indonesia, that's the end of our special interview with the Indonesian Religious Affairs, Bapak Kasar Bilumar, and Bapak, and see you next time.
Voice of India. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRIN.
Cleaned and baked instantly, and served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfast, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch. Lunch at the sea. Really dear, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring free food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy, others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. Plan for the more adventurous. Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fare. Prepared with much love and passion. Fumes in culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Saat pertama kali ku lihatmu, dan jujur, ku tak pernah merasa begini.